Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana Green here, Susan Blanche in studio, and thrilled to have my next guest in studio with me. Gail Rosenblum is the Inspired section editor at the Star Tribune. So you want that job? I just want to be the inspired section editor. I want to do things that are inspired, not talk about national emergencies and, God forbid, workplace shootings. Gail is in studio, walked over from the Star Tribune to join me here. Gail, a pleasure to have you in studio.
Oh, thank you. Such a long walk over, such too, a long, right around the corner.
Although
thank you
she's freezing from the walk.
Yeah, right.
So the Inspired section is fairly new. Tell us about it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you first for having me, because
I'm a fan.
So thrilled about this job, and I'm so grateful to talk about it. So it began a year ago. We've been at it a year. And it came out of a lot of science, actually, around the fact that, you know, we just can't continue to take on bad news without – we just need to be able to function and to problem solve. And the way we can do that is to see good news and examples of good news and people doing the right thing and problem solving, et cetera. So we started the Inspired section a year ago. Interestingly, other newspapers around the country are now doing the same. So Philadelphia is reaching out to us. They want to do it. I think everyone's understanding that while we have to cover the news of the day, we also can cover these kinds of stories because they also are happening. They also are true.
And they're also important. They're important to the psyche.
Thank you.
They're important to the collective consciousness.
They are indeed.
Because we need balance. It
Absolutely.
Can't be national emergencies and workplace shootings all the time. We would just shrivel up. As it is, I feel sometimes the need to get in the fetal position at the end of the day with the barrage of not only information, but negativity that comes in. That's why I have shut down the text line on this show.
Yeah,
I no longer read texts on this show because it's like the comment section of the YouTube.
I know.
And I just... I don't want to know that there are people out there that are thinking awful thoughts about other people that call into the show.
If you let people be anonymous, that's what's going to happen. So I really think that's a smart move.
So it's great. But you are a seasoned journalist. You've come to this job. It's not that you haven't been covering this your whole career.
Correct.
So what was your path?
Well, so the path, I've been at the Star Tribune almost 20 years, which is, I'm very proud of being there. Love it. But have worked for magazines and other newspapers. I worked for nonprofits. I've written a book. I teach a journalism class at the U. Do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So this is such a great chapter in my life as a journalist. I'm so grateful to be given this opportunity to be able to do this kind of work. And I think, as I mentioned to you, the feedback from readers has been unlike anything I have ever seen in my career.
Right.
And people saying much what you're saying. They're reaching out, thanking us. Thank you for this. Sometimes they're saying this is the only section I read or the first section I go to, or, you know, they're forwarding it on to their friends. I think people are just deeply, deeply grateful to have these stories to hold on to right now.
So Gail's going to come on the show once a week with us and tell us what's coming
up in the Inspired section.
So we get a little sneak peek
and
a little taste of the positivity. So I've asked her. I know it's like picking your favorite child. And by the way, we all have one. I know you do in your car, so I won't judge. So pick your favorite story this week and share a little bit with us.
Sure. So we do something called Minspirations, which is a very sweet name. And what we're trying to do is write stories about quiet heroes in our community. I think a lot of the media do this kind of thing where normally these people wouldn't kind of rise to getting attention. So we want to give them a place in our publication. So the Minspirations, so this week there's these lovely women. They were childhood friends from Edina. And they started noticing that there were a lot of flowers from weddings or from Trader Joe's that weren't being used. They were being tossed. And so a year ago they started a nonprofit. Bluebirds and Blooms is the name of it. And they collect flowers. They have about 100 volunteers. They put them into these beautiful vases, mason jars, and they deliver them to seniors around the cities, seniors with memory loss. And it is a beautiful story because scent is very powerful. Some, I think, say that it is the most powerful memory enhancer. And so these elderly people smell these beautiful scents and are taken back to another time. And so it's kind of a win-win because also these gorgeous flowers that were going to be tossed are suddenly given this new life and in these beautiful mason jars, which are very professionally put together by their mm-hmm. team. And they just do it absolutely for the reason of making these seniors happy and isn't getting them to smile.
Isn't that nice?
It's quite beautiful.
But the art of arranging flowers,
too. I couldn't do it.
I know, but it must be very therapeutic.
Yeah.
You're dealing with the scents. You're enjoying mm-hmm. those scents. You're putting it together. You're creating. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they love what they're doing now. They must have had a knack for it before.
Yeah, they do. And they do love flowers. And they mm-hmm. did note that some of the seniors like to deliver the flowers to the people in their centers so that it gives them something to do and they get to bring joy to yet another colleague in the senior center where they live. So it's just kind of full circle. It's just such a lovely, I think a lot about problem solving and solutions-based journalism, and I just feel like these stories are such sweet, quiet tales, but they are, the happiness factor that they're creating is just, it goes on and on and on. So these kinds of stories, the Minspirations, are something we do every week. So if it's all right to say to your readers, your listeners, if they have somebody in mind, they should reach out to us. So that would be great.
Isn't that true about scent, though? You could smell something and it could transport you to the fourth grade.
Don't you remember perfume? No,
absolutely.
Perfume takes me back, like to mm-hmm. my mom, you know, mm-hmm. early on.
And lipstick, the smell of lipstick. before it was scented, you know, the lipstick my mom used to wear when they would go to the dinner dance at the temple. Like I couldn't, because it was thicker and not as well made it as it is now.
Right.
So I could, the smell of lipstick. I mean, of course, or the smell of a brisket cooking for Shabbat. You know,
absolutely.
It instantly transports you to a time where you were not expecting to be sometimes when you get a smell.
Yeah.
So what a beautiful story.
Yeah,
thank you, Gail.
It is.
Also, speaking of that, you interviewed an interesting author this week. I want to squeeze that in.
Okay,
who
really
did you talk
quickly,
to?
I want to tell you about this incredible book. So John Leland is a New York Times reporter. He was in the Twin Cities recently, and I didn't get a chance to interview him then, but I wanted to follow up. He's written a book called Happiness is a Choice You Make, Lessons from a Year Among the Oldest Old. And what John did was spent a year with six people who were 85 years old and older to learn about them. And what he expected was to hear about all the distress and the unhappiness with being so old and so sick. And he found just the opposite. And he learned so much from them. And so I interviewed him, and it was just such a beautiful discussion with him about what we don't understand about people who are growing old and the bravery and the wit and the graciousness. Mm-hmm. And we think we know our aging parents so well. John and I are in the same boat. We have mothers about the same age. We thought we knew them so well. And then you really learn about them if you just step back and don't make assumptions. But the interview was fascinating. He's lovely. And his mother just turned 90.
Wow.
God bless her. And so we had a great conversation about that. And
what's one little nugget that's in the book maybe that you learned from him that can share?
Yeah,
with us?
That they are people who are older are capable of letting go of disappointment because they can see that the future is rather short, and they are able to shed. You think about all the loss you have by the time you're 85 or 90. I mean, everyone you know, right?
Yes.
Everything you had, your health, and instead of being despondent, though, they are able to just say, "What do I have?" They're so able to do that, say, what is good about this day? And I feel like we shouldn't wait till we're 85 to accept that as a great way to live. And so I think what he's trying to do is get people to read this book when they're 50, not 85. And then you have, you know, three great decades that you might not have had where you're just living more thoughtfully. And I think with just more gratitude. And that's really what I got from the book was there is such gratitude among these elderly people and humor. And it doesn't mean that it's not hard because he's very candid. There are mm-hmm. some things in the book that are – it's hard to read. You know, there's mm-hmm. just so much loss. But they are happy for every day, every time they wake up.
Isn't that great?
So it's a great read. And he was a great interview. It was a treat.
I'm so glad you came in today, Gail.
Thank you for having
me. She is just a light. You are a light. So thank you, Gail.
Jordana.
We appreciate it. Again, you can read Gail Rosenblum's Inspired section
every Saturday. Yeah,
does it post earlier?
And then, some of the stories are already up on our website, startribune.com. And then on Monday, you can, if you like, you can join us with our newsletter and get everything that way as well with startribune.com.
If people want to pitch, mm-hmm. where can they reach you?
Gail.Rosenblum. Bloom at StarTribune.com. Come find me. I would love to talk to you. Thank
that wonderful.
You.
And you'll be hearing those stories here thank on you. The Paul and Jordana Show as well. Gail, thank you so much.
Thank you
much.
So much for having me. Have a great Friday.
You know, I am having a great Friday hanging out with Susan Blaine.
Good for
the
you.
One thing, I recently read something. Maybe it was B.J. Miller. He's a palliative care doctor. He wrote something about what he learned from elderly mm-hmm. people, at least people near their death, mm-hmm. that they only regret the things that they didn't do mm. instead of the mistakes that they made. You know, they did stuff it's in nice their life. Hear. They don't really regret what they did. They regret the chances that they didn't take. And that really stuck with me. Mm. I thought, wow, I don't want to. I don't. We all have the chances that we don't take. But I don't want the big ones. Me to be lying on that bed thinking, I really wish I had done
absolutely.
That, and now I'm done. So
leap in.
Yeah, when you're talking about
it's
that,
good. New it's year
a good reminder to
leap in,
get in there.
It's
that's
it.
Right.
Thank
Gail
you.
Rosenblum, thank you.
Thanks
a,
for having me. I'll talk
pleasure.
To you next week.
A
take
pleasure.
Care.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.